But before 10, I will. It's gone 9:31. Regrets in life. We're still getting a lot of calls for this. We're just talking about what you regret. Being on that deathbed one day, hopefully it doesn't happen too soon. But what are your regrets in life? We're getting so many calls come in about things that you possibly regret.
Yep.
The list was huge, by the way. Regretting treating your parents so poorly.
Mm.
Regretting staying angry at someone. Regretting working too hard. Regretting holding grudges. Things that we've got to let go of, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But it's so much easier to say than it is to do.
Agreed, yeah.
We just heard from I think we've still got, is that your, we just spoke to you about it. You don't have a good relationship with your father, but you regret it, but you're going to try, right? You're going to try.
I wish, yeah, I will.
Okay,
I will.
Now listen, I want you to stay on the phone because I want you to hear our next caller. I've got this Arat on. Arat, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's actually Arat.
Arat, how are you, mate? Listen, tell me, Izzat is listening to this. Him and his father don't have the greatest relationship. You know, there's not a lot of I love yous. It's more of a business relationship. I'm telling him to go in there and break that down because it's there. Tell us about your experience and your regrets.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, I think this is the best time you have. You know, you can go ahead, you can speak to your father, and you can, you know, whatever layers of, distance or any ego is there, you can remove it. You know, you can talk and clear it out while he is there. For me, for example, from my side, you know, it was pretty bad. My father was diagnosed with cancer, and I had to go to the U.S. You know, I was studying at the time. I had no idea. And, you know, once we did the surgeries and everything, and you know, he was still living in Dubai, and, you know, we stayed here for at least around 25, 30 years. And, you know, I came back to Dubai and to see him. You know, he was doing really bad. He was pretty much like a vegetable on the bed.
Wow.
And, you know, I had to leave on the 19th of May, 2015. I remember the date so precisely. And on 22nd night, he passed away. As soon as I left to U.S., he passed away. And you know, the feeling I get is I was behind you know, a research assistantship in the university, which was, you know, covering my tuition fee and also was paying me monthly income. And I thought, you know, if something happens to my father, I'm the only one who's going to take care of my family and cover my tuition fees. So I had to, you know, put a stone on my heart and go back to US, and as soon as I went, he passed away here. And, you know, to even go further on this story, what happens is that, you know, I come back to Dubai, I complete all the religious procedures which we have, and I go back to US to continue my research assistant position. And then within a week, I get fired from that job.
Oh, jeez. So do you regret leaving your father's side at that time? If you obviously, let's not. We know now that you lost the job, but pretend that you didn't lose the job. Did you regret that decision of leaving?
Yes, definitely. Because for some petty amount of money, I think I had to go back. And, you know, today I feel, you know, it was completely useless.
Yeah. Okay, I've got Izzat back on with me. Arat, what would you want to say to Izzat, who says the relationship with his father? Should he go and see him right now, or should he go and tell him I love him, or what?
Yeah, go ahead and tell him that you love him, and, you know, just talk it out and maybe take a week's vacation, go meet him and, you know, spend some time, or, you know, book some resort or something, you know, go to some nice place, have some good dinners or something, you know, that will definitely help.
Love it, mate. Arat, thank you so much for sharing that story. Izzat, all right, bro? That's enough.
Yeah.
Enough push from us. I can't do any more.
Yeah,
I'll do my best, really. I'll do my best. Actually, I was about to cry, but I'm in the office, but I'm like, I don't want to do it here.
Yeah, don't cry in the office. Don't cry.
No
regrets. Cry in the office. We're all crying in the office today.
Traffic jam. Come on, moving. Virgin Radio. Time saver traffic.
Not with McDonald's. 9:36. So it's okay to have regrets. It's okay, you know, but
you gotta live and learn.
Little tick a few of them off. Tick a few of them off here and there.